Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This morning, I say we have the power in the name of Jesus, and we'll have a Giving Heart Wednesday. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day that we never seen before. Lord, my highest and good have you met. Lord, help us this morning to have a giving heart. Lord, thank you. It's power in the name of Jesus. And how wonderful that you want us to come near to you, that you delight to see our face and hear our voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You want us to be walk closer to you every day and rest in our hearts and joy. Who you are, enable us to do more and more and giving today. God is able to bless you abundantly. Oh, God is able. God, we bless you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning for the two co-founders, Lord. All they was given, they're given, Lord. They gave us this call, Lord. We thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Wonderson. Hallelujah. For the Master's Call since 2010. We pray for every DSD Atlanta family this morning for Sharon Artis. They gave us something we can give back to somebody today, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. We come and we pray for every prayer warrior, every guest that joined us this morning, thought of it not robbery. We pray for every sick and shut in this morning, Lord. We pray for them this morning. Go by the hospital, Lord. Touch them, Lord. They need you this morning. We want to pray for our mothers of this call. Mother Oliver, hallelujah. Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor, and we're going to add my mother-in-law, Mother Scott. Lord Jesus, we want to pray for them this morning, Father. We need you. We need them, and they need us, Lord, this morning. Father of God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for anyone that's had bereavement family. We also want to keep our Dr. P.K. Robinson. Oh, Lord, we want to keep her in our prayers this morning. But anyone that I did not call, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to praise them this morning, Father God. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for everything you have done for us and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning to you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that wonderful tag, A Giving Heart Wednesday. And the word says it's better to give than to receive. So God bless you for that, Minister Tiffany. With that powerful worship this morning, God bless you. There is power in the name of Jesus. My name is Keisha Lee, and I am from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call this morning. And I ask the Lord to bless you in a special and mighty way on today. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time you would like, and that's at www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speaker. Theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artis International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artis Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artis products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. That's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, where the topic is diverticulitis, which will be very interesting and is hosted by the dynamic duo, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. So we ask in each and every one of you, after you get off this call, to jump on over to Awareness Wednesday. At this time, I would like to introduce our speaker, but before she comes on the line, I would like to read just some of her bio. And after what I don't read, you can go ahead and visit our website at www.themasterscall.net to finish reading her, to read the entirety of her bio. Our speaker on today is Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. She is the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale. She is the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams, and is currently employed by the City of Culver City in the Transportation Department. Tiffany is also a transformation professional with the Christian-based health and wellness company, Artist Life International. She is an active member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, under the leadership of Bishop Kenneth Omer. Minister Tiffany is encouraging, training, and raising her son, Kalon, to be in the army of God, according to the scripture, Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the master call has blessed her with the opportunity not only to mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Her favorite scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So right now, prepare your hearts, your mind, and your ears to receive the word of God from this awesome young lady who ushers us into the presence of God each and every morning on this call. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keith. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, and you can take it away.
Wow, praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for being a light and for that profound introduction of me. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning here on the Master's Call. To Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for greeting us with that Jesus joy. And yes, today we will have a giving heart on this Wednesday. And I would not be here either if it was not for God allowing the mission and the mandate that he gave to Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If it was not for their yes, I would not have this opportunity to speak with you this morning. So I thank God for our two phenomenal and wonderful women of God, our co-founders here on the Master's Call. To my sisters and my brothers here who I serve with each and every single day, I thank you for loving me unconditionally, and I thank you for encouraging and supporting me. That means a lot on my life, and I just want to let you know that you have impacted my life. And all of you who call in, thank you, thank you, thank you for just, you know, just being here. It really means a lot, and I got to give a special shout-out right now to someone who's been a part of my life for over 30 years, and I just kind of reconnected with her recently when I went to North Carolina, and that is Ruth. You guys hear her coming on the line from Durham, North Carolina. And while I was in North Carolina in leadership training, I happened to visit her church. And the Lord works in like really mysterious ways. And she was actually standing next to me having a conversation with our founder and visionary for Lip Sync Cosmetics. And I just sat there and kind of looked at her the whole time she was talking to Denise. And I was like, after the end, I said, Denise, by any chance, is that lady's name Ruth? And she said, yes, Tiffany, how did you know that? I said, because Ruth and I went to school, to high school together in California. She goes, are you serious? I go, yes. So she walked away, and I said, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, young lady. Is your name Ruth? And she just turned around and she said, I am. She said, and you are? I said, Tiffany Lauderdale. It's amazing. And Ruth, so God bless you. And thank you for joining us here in the morning. Like I said, my heart is overjoyed. I mean, is rejoicing and joyful over the impact that you have made on my life. So God bless you. So I am super duper excited. Yep, it's early in the morning here, 5:10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so, you know, you guys get a snippet of what it is to get up early when we have our conferences here in Vegas and California. And yes, I do it every day. But I do it every day because in my mind, I am simply saying, what impact will I leave when I enter a place, when I enter a room, when I go to a new state, when I walk into the grocery store, when I walk into my place of employment? What impact will I leave on someone's life? So I ask you today, TMC family, what impact will you make? What impact will you bring is the question. So, Father, I just thank you. I praise you, and I magnify you, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in me as I decrease, that your word will go forth and your message will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, and unadulterated. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare these things to be so. Amen. Yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. So no matter what you're going through, just know that you can, if you just open up your voice and say, there is power, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And this morning, I just came here to let somebody know that chains are breaking right now in your life. If you just stop, let's just take a praise break right now and just lift up our voices and decree and declare that there is power in the name of Jesus, and that every single chain in my life, it is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood over the situation and watch the power of Jesus work in your life. Yes, I am super duper excited today. I'm telling you, the opportunity to celebrate mothers all over the world this weekend, that's because they have made an impact in our lives. Impact. What's the, you know, I got to go to the definition. The definition of the word impact: the action of one object coming forcibly into contact with another. So what I say, what kind of impact are you leaving? It's about that word power. How powerful is your walk? How powerful is your talk? How powerful is what you say? How powerful are your actions? What impact are you making or bringing into the atmosphere? Let's look at the scripture. Okay, I got a few places to go this morning. So Matthew, let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And I am reading from the Message version because I need you to understand clearly what I'm saying this morning. 13. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? Let's go back to that question. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on the light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, then shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God this generous Father in heaven. When you get a moment throughout the day, read Philippians chapter 2 in its entirety and read it from the Message version of the Bible to see what the message is from the Lord. So we are to be salt. We are to be the light. When we go into this dark world that we live in, when we go into these places, we are to be the light. We are to shine brightly. Why? Because that is who we are. That is who he created us to be. That is the plans that he has for our life. So what type of impact are we bringing when we enter a place? Philippians 2:14 through 16 says, do everything readily and cheerfully. No bickering, no second guessing allowed. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry the light-giving message into the night, so I'll have good cause to be proud of you on the day that Christ returns. You'll be living proof that I didn't go to all this work for nothing. Wow, what type of impact will you leave when you go from this place? Will you go full or will you go empty? When you go into places, are you murmuring and complaining because you got to stand in line because there's 25 people in front of you? Or are you encouraging the person in front of you or in back of you by just simply saying, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how are you today? Or are you sitting there with the grumpy face? You are the light. You are the salt of the world. People are waiting for you to make a change in their life. But why are you keeping it a secret about how much you love Jesus? Why are you just saying it when you're in behind the closed door of your room or the closed door of your house? How many people at your job place know that you are a light? How many people this week have God told you to pick up the telephone and call and be an encouragement, but because you were so busy doing whatever you thought that you needed to do that you didn't even get up, picked up the phone and say anything? How many of us went and walked into the church house on Sunday and walked past 25 of our brothers and sisters and didn't even acknowledge their presence? What type of impact are you leaving, and what type of impact are you bringing? Many times life happens, but when life happens, rest assured that if you call on the name of Jesus, he will come and he will work it out. Many of us are experiencing different tests in our lives right now, all over the world. We all are going through something. And I said to someone yesterday, so many of us, we think that we are exempt from the things that go on in our life. Like we wonder, why is this happening to me? Why am I experiencing this? Why do I have to go through this, Lord? Why? Why? Because our Father, he loves us, and not only does he love us, he has tests for us that we need to pass. So pass the test so that you don't have to retake the test. Pass the test so that you don't fail the test. Pass the test so that you don't have to do the test over, because many of us have been asking God for greater and for newer things, for new levels of promotion, for new levels of elevation. But he's saying, my child, you haven't even passed the test yet. How can I give you that responsibility? How can I give you that? And I know that you're not ready to handle that, and you're not ready to make an impact with what I have for you. So I think it's time for us to do a spiritual check, to do a soul check, to see how healthy is our souls, how healthy is our spirit. What are we carrying? You know, Lord, search my heart, search my mind. Lord, make me over. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. So many things we walk around with, we don't even know that they're attached to us. So many spirits that are not of God. I heard when I was in North Carolina, the church I went to, RNCC, I heard the pastor bring a profound message on what's tied to our souls. You know, spirits that are just generational, that are tied deep down inside. But it's time for those things to be broken in the name of Jesus. So this morning I simply said, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that strongholds are being broken in our life. Father, I decree and declare that chains are being broken, God. I decree and declare that we hear chains falling, Father. Nothing will hold us back from what you have for us, God. We will walk into the promises that you have for our life. We will walk into the plans, God. More of you and less of us, oh God. And our lives will bring impact, God, on others that are waiting for us, that you would send, God. Send us out to where you would have us to go. Allow us to say what you would have us to say, God. Not us, but you, God. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. For we are the light, God. We are the light. We will shine bright. That men would know you, God. That your glory will be seen here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Not me, God, but you. And I just want to tell somebody this morning that God is able. He is able to do just what he said he would do. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you, cause he's able. Yes, he is. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you, for he's able. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you. We bless you. We decree and declare that there is power in the name of Jesus. And so we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every stronghold, every generational curse, every soul tie. Break them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that our lives will leave impact, and that as we go through this day and forevermore, that we will be the salt, and that we will be the light, and that the kingdom will be illuminated, because we have walked into the place and we have made a difference. All glory and honor to you, O God. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. Back over to you,
Minister Keisha.
God, and I, can you hear me, Minister Tiffany? Thank you.
I hear you. I hear you, my sister. Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Awesome, 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 profound word. And not only a profound word, but a fire word that shut up in our bones this morning. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us know that we have to impact. What impact will we leave on someone else's life before we leave this earth? Each and every time God allows us to encounter someone, we have to make sure that we leave in a godly impact on their life. Thank you for that word. Shortly, I will ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. So let's pray over our prayer request this morning. Father, I lift up your daughter before you, and we know that there's power in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as she call on your name this day, let your power fall from on high like never before. Father, I declare your anointing and your glory to rest on her heart this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, as she go before, set every crooked path straight, make every rough place smooth. Father, bless her child, bless her family, bless her home, bless everything she puts her hands to. Father, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Father, let your power fall from on high upon them this morning, God, as they begin to call on your great name, Jesus. Right now, Father, I thank you for them, God, and I lift them up before you, Father. Bless them with a special blessing on today, Father. I thank you, Lord. We lift up our Artist Life family, the Diaz De Leon family, every distributor, Father, every partner, Father, every customer, everyone that's coming our way, Father. We ask, Lord, that the power fall from heaven's throne in the name of Jesus upon us, God, your equipping power, your enabling power, Father. Father, your fire, Father God, that never burns out, Father. We thank you right now. We pray for the sick and shut in on today. Father, Lord, that you begin to, Father God, to speak, oh, Father God, Lord, and tell them to rise up and be healed and be made whole this very hour. We thank you right now for the bereaved families in the name of Jesus, the Millicent Bolden family, Claudette Brown family, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Flanagan family, Joy and Goody Charles family, the Patton Roberts family, Father God, and each and every one, Father, that I have not called out today, Father God, that you said, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted, Father. We ask, Lord, that you lay your mighty hand upon them and let your power fall from heaven in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the TMC family, each and every person on this call, and extended family, Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Father God. Oh, Father, Aunt Brenda, Father God, Robin Dad and her nephews, Pastor Taylor, Father, Baby Karen, the St. Jude children, Father God, Sharon Stowers, her sisters, Father God, Char, God, in the name of Jesus, Patricia Thomas, Father, the Buckner family, the Elmore family, Father God, each and every person, Father, that has been spoken, Father, that's in our heart, Father God. Lord, you know what they stand in need of, and we ask, Lord, that the power, oh, Father God, of you fall from heaven's throne on today. We thank you, Father, for this powerful word, Father God, and anyone else that would like to hear this playback and this powerful message, you're able to call 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677#. The new motivational call is next, 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617#. Encourage each and every one, jump off this call onto that call. And we thank you once again, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening this call with the powerful prayer and that wonderful tag, having a given heart, which so went with this message on today. And I now call Minister Tiffany back to the line. Thank you once again for the powerful message. Would you come and close us with a benediction?
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Father, we just thank you for this time that we have gathered here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your presence, God, and we thank you for your power. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation in our lives that is hindering us from doing your will, God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And as we go through this day, this Wednesday, God, we will be the light. We will shine brightly. We will be the salt, God. And we thank you for everything that you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you will do in our lives. So we go out with anticipation and expectation, and we believe you for great things in our lives. These things I decree and declare in the matchless and the mighty and the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We'll hear you back on the line at 4:40, 5:40, 6:40, 7:40 a.m. on tomorrow morning for praise and worship. God bless you and be the light. Praise God. Hallelujah.